everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. We have a new episode of Gospel Solutions for Families that's going to premiere tomorrow, and so I wanted to tell you about it. It's part two of the episode that aired last week, and it's called Helping Young Adults. Being a young adult is an exciting time, but it's a challenging time, too. In part two of this episode, Elder Anthony D. Perkins, who is in the First Quorum of the 70, and his wife, Sister Christine D. Abbott Perkins, are both going to talk with Sister Jean A. Stevens, who is the first counselor in the primary general presidency, about how families can help nurture young adults. Specifically, they're going to discuss how family members can help them find peace, progress, and fulfillment. This will premiere tomorrow, Saturday at noon, live on the stream, so be sure to join us for that new episode. Recently, I injured my knee, and then a few days later, I had to have a root canal. When it rains, it pours, right? It seems like sometimes trials come in batches, and I guess it was my turn. But I think it's funny how you sometimes don't appreciate your body until something goes wrong with it. And this could be anything from a major operation or even something as simple as a paper cut that drives you crazy for days until it heals over. The human body, though, is really remarkable. I have a little quote from Elder Russell M. Nelson, who is a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. But prior to his call, he was an internationally renowned surgeon and medical researcher. And I want to play this for you now.
The many amazing attributes of your body attest to your own divine nature. Each organ of your body is a wondrous gift from God. Each eye has an autofocusing lens. Nerves and muscles control two eyes to make a single three-dimensional image. The eyes are connected to the brain, which records the sights seen. Your heart is an incredible pump. It has four delicate valves that control the direction of blood flow. These valves open and close more than 100,000 times a day, 36 million times a year. Yet, unless altered by disease, they are able to withstand such stress almost indefinitely. Think of the body's defense system. To protect it from harm, it perceives pain. In response to infection, it generates antibodies. The skin provides protection. It warns against injury that excessive heat or cold might cause. The body renews its own outdated cells and regulates the levels of its own vital ingredients. The body heals its cuts, bruises, and broken bones. Its capacity for reproduction is another sacred gift from God. Be we reminded that a perfect body is not required to achieve one's divine destiny. In fact, some of the sweetest spirits are housed in frail or imperfect bodies. Great spiritual strength is often developed by people with physical challenges precisely because they are so challenged. Anyone who studies the workings of the human body has surely seen God moving in His majesty and power.
The human body is really amazing. Its capacity and capability is mind-boggling to me at times. I like how he says, though, that some of the sweetest spirits are housed in frail or imperfect bodies. And he says that great spiritual strength is often developed by people with physical challenges, precisely because they are so challenged. I wanted to share a story today with you about one of those. And this is the story of Lacey Buchanan. A friend of mine had posted this on Facebook over the weekend, but I think it was pretty big last year. But I must have missed it because this is the first time I'd heard about it. Lacey was 18 weeks pregnant, and the doctors told her that something was wrong with her baby. And they didn't know exactly what it was. So when Christian, her son, was born on February 18th, 2011, they were all just delighted that he was alive. They were so excited. But his condition was worse than they anticipated. He was born with an extremely rare condition called Tessier cleft, which means that he was unable to fully close his mouth and that his eyes are also clefted, such that they never even formed. She talks about going to the grocery store and people stopping and staring or saying unkind things behind her back, and she really struggled with the criticism and unkind comments. Who wouldn't? I mean, you're having a difficult situation as it is, and then for people to just talk about you or say unkind things while they think you're not listening, I mean, that only makes it worse, right? But she says that Christian grew into a happy baby who, in the face of strangers' comments, would start giggling, and then people would start giggling in response to his giggle because it was so cute. People started finding her on Facebook and giving her well wishes, and the public just reached out to her. She had initially created a video on YouTube, and on this video, she doesn't say a word, but she's holding up little signs and cards telling her story. It starts when she met her husband and how they fell in love and got married and then found out that they were expecting and were so excited, and then their hopes were kind of dashed as they found out that something was wrong with him. And anyway, it just documents the whole story, and it's a great video to watch. If you missed it when it went viral, you can check it out on ABC News' website, which is abcnews.go.com. The title of the article is called Mother's Inspiring Video About Blind Baby Son. It was written by Marissa Taylor, and it's from May 12th of 2012. It's a touching video, and it kind of makes you grateful for not only the bodies that we have, but just for life in general. With that, it's time to close, but I thank you for joining us today. If you have any stories or suggestions that you want to share with me, or thoughts that you've had about this episode, feel free to send me your comments at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day that I want to leave you with today is called Bring Him Home, and it's featuring the group Joshua Creek. Thanks again for being with me today. I hope you have a wonderful Friday, and I look forward to being back with you on Monday. In the meantime, have a great weekend.
Riding through the desert, an ocean filled with sand, hot and sweaty fingers grip the weapons in his hands. Voice as loud as thunder, or soft as butterflies. Carries out his mission, brothers by his side. He's a long way from home. We're a forgive, resolute in his conviction of a better way to live. Now we're kneeling in our houses and chatting in the streets. Ancient words of wisdom, yellow ribbons in our trees. say.